Hello, my audioboo friends again. This is part two of my little rant here on the economic model we have in the Western world. So what I was saying is, continuing our cycle, so the guy who, you know, sells eggs is going to have to do something to grow his business and spend less money growing his eggs and so on and so on. And really, in the end, it's just a vicious cycle. And this has been going on for hundreds of years, really. And actually, at its present scale and acceleration, I would say the last 20 years for sure, where people and companies are not content with the status quo, are not content with making a good living and being comfortable. They always have to have more and more. And you know, a faster car or a bigger house or a newer car, or it really, I mean, I know I've purchased a few things here and there. I'm not going to hide it. But there's a significant difference with, you know, going out and buying a couple of gadgets, or even talking about wanting a gadget. Take, for instance, the iPad. I'd love an iPad 3. I'd love one, but I just can't afford it. And I don't see myself sacrificing something else just because I want one. I left a direct message Boo brief not too long ago to a friend on Audio Boo explaining that I'm working on my car right now. I'm fixing it up. I'm doing a few things. Because I want to keep it going. I can't see me buying a new car. It's just not in my future. I could get a used car, but I might end up buying somebody else's problems. And so if I do, you know, I just want to keep my car going for as long as I can. So maybe that's why I had that reaction with Audio Boo and the recording time. It's nothing against Audio Boo. I love Audio Boo. In fact, when the light version comes out, I'll probably buy it, because obviously 3 minutes isn't going to cut it for me. And yes, I could do two or three Audio Boos, but I find that, I don't know if you're like me, when I get a multi-part Audio Boo, sometimes I'm a little bit apprehensive to listening to it at that moment, particular moment. If I start a Boo, I will listen to it right through. But if I see a multi-part Boo, I may find, I don't know, I have something to do or whatever. It kind of breaks it up. And personally, I don't always follow it right through. And I don't know, maybe other people aren't like me, and that's fine. But if they are, then I would rather just have maybe a 5 to 7 minute Boo, which is usually what I end up going over a couple of minutes from my 5 minutes. I noticed that in general. I've gone back and checked my Audio Boos. Normally when I do a two-parter, the second part, yeah, I blab on because I got a whole other 5 minutes I can fill, which I usually do. It's like having a nice cake in front of you. You take a slice and then you take another slice and then, well, you know, you've got the whole cake in front of you, right? You may as well eat it. So getting right back to what I was saying, I've taken a tangent. I think that's why I was upset at this whole Audio Boo thing, is because I feel like, darn it, here's another company who just, not gouging us, they're not, it's free, right? But it's just, why? You know, why do they have to go back to 3 minutes? And that's the only reason. And I'm over it now, and I know for sure I'm going to buy the light, and because I want it, because I need it. It's part of who I am now. It's part of what I do. I've made a lot of friends on Audio Boo. I feel that there's going to be more interaction on Audio Boo. I want to do more. I'd like us to do more. Maybe hangouts. I'm meeting again one of my Audio Boo friends on a hangout, and I just to try it out. And if I like it, if I'm comfortable with it, I want to do more hangouts. Maybe about specific subjects. You know, maybe to broach the fact that, you know, now that we have Audio Boo, and yes, it's UK-based, and there's a lot of UK people on there, but the North Americans that are on Audio Boo, let's get a synergy going, you know, across this pond of ours. Anyway, have yourselves a great day. Sorry about the rant.